Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Yeah, Todd Peach in the house. Todd's done a lot of stuff. Over the last 25 years, Todd has just said, money, me, buddies. That's just how it's gone.
Money.
Yeah. And
money buddies.
Yeah, they're money buddies. And he's been with BECU for the last 16 years, currently serves as their senior manager of business development. Ooh, I didn't know about this fancy title.
Wow.
Hey, listen, you senior manager, you. So listen, man, BECU is an awesome credit union. If you don't know about them, you can go to BECU.org. All you got to do is live, work, or attend school in Washington State. And Todd, we always talk about it, but a credit union, folks go, a credit union bank? I don't understand the difference.
Mm-hmm. The biggest difference is a credit union is a not-for-profit, so the members own the place, honestly. So everything that we do goes back to the members in one form or another, whether it's a better rate, not paying a fee, you name it. It's all the decisions are based upon what's best interest of the member and the membership versus how you can maximize the bottom line for the stockholders.
So the idea then is anything I can do at a bank, I can do at a BECU. You got cash machines, you got all sorts of programs.
Absolutely. And credit unions work together. I was in New York City, I could go to a credit union back there, get my money, do whatever. Wherever you are, there's probably a credit union right next to you that you can use just as you were back here in the state of Washington.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, man. And again, anybody can be part of BECU if you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State. Go to BECU.org. You want more information. Also, if you want more information about anything, that's what Todd's here for. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. If you got any financial questions for Todd, he is here to answer them. It's just a cool thing that BECU provides.
Actually, a member of our show has a question for Todd. He has a question about purchasing stuff, and you know, he's known for purchasing things.
I'd like to buy an O.
Oh, thanks. That was a bad purchase.
Oh, my goodness.
Todd would have told you not to buy that. Todd knows on Wheel of Fortune, you never buy O's.
No, you should buy. Oh, I got screwed. Okay. It's not all about right. Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, fine.
It's actually about my housing budget because I used BECU a year ago, almost a little over a year ago now with my anniversary to buy a house. And I found out that basically at the end of the year, I'm going to have about $2,000 extra dollars that I've been putting away. Is it better to put that money towards the principal balance or just like save it for a rainy day or do other home improvements with it?
How about give it to your friend BJ? I think that's Todd, what do you think? Huh?
That's not going to help me whatsoever.
I think it will.
Yeah. It could be a charitable donation.
Yeah.
Or something.
I'll share it with the rest of the show. Come on, people. Let's get breakfast.
I'm looking more along the lines of is like $2,000 going into my principal? Is that going to make a dent? Is it going to matter?
What's your emergency fund look like, Rev?
It's about the same amount right there. So this is just the extra $2,000. I have about $2,000 in emergency.
Oh, plan. Really?
That's not enough.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Tell him.
BJ
knows. Preach, Todd.
Preach to
him. Dude, I had a big emergency this year, and thank goodness I listened to you because I just didn't expect it. And it was like, holy crap, Todd was right. Because I thought, should I keep this much money in my emergency fund? I always felt like for the last 10 years I was an idiot. And then all of a sudden, this bill came due that I did not expect. And I was like, thank God for the emergency fund.
Yeah. Yeah, Rev, just park it.
Okay, cool.
Throw it in a money market or something that's very liquid. Let it sit there.
What do you say? So what do you say is a good percentage of what an emergency fund should be?
Well, a lot of people will say 3 to 6 months of your expenses.
Oh, no, that's about, Rev, you're set. $2,000 is about what you get paid for 6 months, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Ouch. This is a tough crowd.
Yeah. But that's, I mean.
It seems like a lot,
it
right?
It does,
but you think about it, BJ, it's like if you were to get sick or, you know, lose your job or a recession or whatever, 3 months goes by pretty fast, right?
Yeah.
If you have that mortgage or you have car payments or just living, eating, and or rent or whatever, you want to have that cushion to be able to get through you know, whatever that situation is, and back on your feet. So.
Yeah, I mean, and look, because of the business I'm in, you know, you never know when, especially when you're starting out in radio, you never know when you're not going to have a job.
Yep.
And so it made sense. But for a lot of folks, they just don't think they have a job. It's like, well, what's it going to be to live for 3 months, 6 months in case I can't find another one?
Right. Yeah, and some occupations are more stable, right, than others. If a policeman or a fireman or a teacher, we're always going to need them, so there's not a lot of layoffs in those types of situations. But other industries, they can come and go. And
so what you're saying is if you're a barely competent phone screener, you should have an emergency phone.
Ouch.
Rude.
Continues to get worse.
Yeah. We're speaking
and
real.
And you wonder why I'm not going to donate to your charitable cause.
I'd like to buy an O.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We have Todd Peach from BECU.org on to answer your questions. Jimbo in Tacoma, you are on the Rock with Todd Peach.
Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
What you got?
So, I want to start just like a squirrel fund for my 2-year-old son. But my credit's bad from past student loans and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And I know you can't really start from a credit union without credit. So, what's the best way to start saving for my boy?
Oh, so you're saying you can't get an account opened?
Yeah, generally, because I said my credit was, you know, it's like $550 or something like that. All so right.
Is that true, Todd, that some people, their credit score is low enough that certain banks and credit unions will say, no, we won't let you open an account?
It is.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Unfortunately, it is. There are some that could do just a savings only. But the problem is, BJ, a lot of times you have to have a savings and a checking account. And there are risks with a checking account because banks, credit unions are required to give a minimum of $300 instant access to your money. So if you were to put $500 in, $300 of it, let's say you put a check in for $500, do we have to like make $300 of that available right away? Where if it's a fraud or a bad check, that bank or the credit union is out that money.
So there is
a risk to the financial institution to opening those accounts. It's not like there is no risk whatsoever.
So if you're in a position like Jimbo, just in general, what do you do to be able to get your life back on track? And also, he just says he wants to put money away for his kid. Is there a way for him to do that, even if he can't get a checking account?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that because you're opening a minor account, but he would be the primary. He would still have access to that account, so it's still a little bit wishy-washy there. But I would say a couple things, Jim. Let's find out why your credit is in the 550s, and let's get that up. I mean, if you're that low, it shouldn't be that hard to get that back up into 600s where you can open that account. So if you want to email me, I can get you hooked up with some great resources. I would start with nfcc.org, which we've talked about a lot. BJ, National Foundation for Credit Counselors. These are not for profit agencies that will help you pull your budget together, kind of dig down. Let's get your credit report pulled, find out what's being reported out there, make some changes that we can get you back on track in probably a year or so.
And those, again, you can email Todd. Just go to KISW.com. You scroll down and you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. Click on that. It'll take you to his email address. Plus, it'll take you to a page that has a lot of those particular websites that Todd's speaking about. Todd, because we've heard, I mean, you know, bankruptcy protects you from a lot. But, man, student loans, sometimes if they're governmental, bankruptcy does not take care of that.
No, student loans are not dismissible in bankruptcy. The only way you're going to get dismissed on a student loan is if you had some sort of a long-term disability of some sort. But student loans will stay with you until forever. They could actually be you garnish your Social Security wages, in theory. I mean, that's how serious you want to take student loans. They're not going away. So,
damn, dude.
Now, if I play our show to the student loans people and they listen to how I speak and what I say on the air, would they maybe alleviate me on my loans?
It's very possible that they would consider
someone who's got some issues.
Yeah.
They would definitely go, oh, yeah, this guy didn't learn a thing. This was a travesty to give him a loan.
Right.
Yeah.
We've clearly failed him. We better wipe him off the clean, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly this.
That is good to know. That's good to know for parents, man, because.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third
third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody wants their kid to go to college.
Yep.
And then you get into this debt cycle that, man, I love my children, but I was so happy when neither one of them really wanted to go to a big school or say it because I knew they wouldn't last. I just know my own
kids.
That's
the spirit.
Yeah.
Way to have faith in them.
I mean, look, the apples.
And then you hired them.
The apples don't fall too far from the tree. And God forbid if they wanted to jump on that bandwagon like everybody else. I want to go to UW and pay that tuition. And it's like, but you're going to kill me because I know you're not going to last. That's not the world for you.
What if they did? And what if they were something, they did something spectacular?
Will you look at them? Please, what if they did?
I mean,
roll the dice on those two.
I have a text message.
Let's get this. Yeah.
Hey, Todd, thank you for your help for all the Rockaholics over the years, and I'm hoping you give me some advice on my home mortgage. This will be my third year in the house, and I have over 20% in equity, but my loan company says that I have my PMI for the full 30 years. Would it be a good idea to refinance? Thanks for your help, and rock on from Justin in Burlington.
Justin, it is time to look at refinancing.
Yes.
Woo!
You don't want a PMI for 30 years.
Yeah. And rates are below 4% now. I'm not sure where you're at, Justin, but where you're at on that. But email me. I'll get you hooked up with a mortgage advisor. They can run the numbers for you. Then you could get estimates from others, whatever you want to do. But it's definitely time to take a look and see what your current rate is, what you could get in the market today. Because, again, rates are down below 4%. So we're seeing housing going back up again.
So, Todd, you know, a lot of folks will try to lure people in to get basically more loans based on their home equity. What is your thought about that? Because the average person might go, wow, I got some free money sitting here, not understanding what equity really means in a home and how that's really awesome. And the bigger the number, the better your life is. And you really don't want to take a home loan out unless it's really an emergency, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, you want to own your home someday, right? So if you have a 30-year mortgage, if you refinance it every 5 years, you'll never own it. You'll keep 30 years, and it'll go back to 30 years and 30 years. So a lot of people use their home as the ATM machine.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they get that home equity loan or they refinance and take the cash out, and then they go buy that car that depreciates, and then 5-10 years later, that money's gone because the car's no longer worth anything, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the best thing is you know, stick with it. Make sure you have your emergency fund. Let's take a look at your retirement, your other goals, and then after all that, then we can take a look at paying down principal. But you really don't want to borrow against the home unless you have to. Now, sometimes it can make sense. You need a new roof or something, a furnace or something big comes
new
up.
New drum set.
How about a new tattoo for Vic? Oh, never mind. That's a sore subject.
But there are times where a home equity loan or it can make sense, right? But you're putting it into the home, so it's a great asset that you're contributing to.
That I can understand.
Yeah.
Because if you can increase the value of your house, why not?
Yeah. So that's why I say that those types of things are it's a productive asset you're investing in. But if you're going to go buy a new car with it or you're going to go on an expensive vacation, not so much.
I'll tell you, and it makes me wonder even if anybody wants to improve their home for like resale, because Todd, I am seeing, at least on Mercer Island, they're just knocking down anybody's home, no matter how good it looks, because in 30 years, someone's just going to want a brand new everything home. You know, I feel like, you know, the builders want to build new homes. I don't think anybody really takes somebody's old 30-year-old home and have to make it work. I wonder if that's the trend we're seeing, that is it even worth it, except unless you want to, unless you just want a better place to live in. But how much value can you add to your home when somebody might come in and just knock it down anyway?
Well, and it depends where you're at. You're in a pretty nice area.
I surely am, yeah.
Yeah. But if you go out in the suburbs or whatever to Maple Valley or up to Everett, you know, it's not that way. They're not knocking them down as much as they are here in the core Seattle area, where the value of that land is huge. And then you can put two or three stories on it and you can sell it for much, much more.
Is there any way anybody could find that out? Because honestly, I was an idiot and I did it. I did, you know, sort of take some of the equity out of my house, and I went and I did some remodeling, and here I am a few years later thinking like, geez, I don't think anybody would keep this house no matter what. I think they just would come knock it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just look around your neighbors. Compare your home to the neighborhood that you're in. And in theory, you want to be the least expensive home in the best neighborhood, if that makes sense.
I win that. Okay. I mean, well, we see the houses around me.
I mean, your land. Do they have fake lawns?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, but your land is worth a ton.
You're absolutely
state
right.
Fake land.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's why I say my land. You're right, Todd. I mean, my land is probably worth more than.
So just live it. You live in it. You're letting pretty much rent. You know, you're living free, right?
Yeah.
And then someday when you want to sell it.
No, his daughter's living free.
Oh. Yeah, Sarah's living free. I'm still right, Todd.
Well, that works too.
Yeah, somebody's paying Todd, and her name is not Sarah.
That works.
Well, if you missed a chance to talk to Todd this morning, no worries, man, because like I said, you can go to KISW.com and you can just scroll down, click on the banner with Todd's smiling face, and you will be able to get a lot of questions answered. Plus, you can email Todd, and he will do his best to get you the answer. And don't forget, BECU.org, great, great credit union. All you got to do is live, work, or attend work here in a school here in Washington State. You can qualify. Todd, as usual.
Thanks, BJ.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Likewise.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.